Johnson got pushed. The second time they've run the lob to Johnson instead of Pons. Locke has it squatted. Volleyball spike. Break out the other way. Johnson with the slam.
Special effort by Tennessee over the last 30 minutes of this game. Volkey and Pons walking off as a winner. See you next week in Nashville.
A big one yesterday for the Tennessee Vols. They get it done 65-54, the final for the Vols against the Florida Gators yesterday at home. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning. And to help us talk a little bit more about the Tennessee Vols, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
We appreciate you taking time to join us. Josh, we'll start simply with yesterday. What were your impressions for the win for Tennessee against Florida? What stood out to you in that game?
Well, number one, Tennessee really needed to get that win and did. It was not a good start at all, and I think the way that the first half was going for a large stretch caused a lot of Tennessee fans to worry, okay, is this just it, and this team's not going to get anything figured out. As the game went along, you saw the energy, you saw the effort plays that Tennessee needed. That call right there was one of those with what Pons was able to do and Keon Johnson on the other end. And they just made plays, and there was the emotion of John Fulkerson at the end, which still included the appreciation, I think, from the fans for what he's done. Not as much this season in terms of the performance, but the effort that he's given and what he's done over 5 years. You can tell how much Tennessee means to him. Now can Tennessee string something together here, because it's been a long time since Tennessee was able to have any kind of extended success. So Tennessee did some good things. There are some obvious issues still to work out in a game where Florida was again shorthanded. So they probably will see each other again later this week.
Yeah, Trey Mann, certainly important guy for Florida. Of course, the first meeting they were missing Castleton and Scotty Wright and beat the Vols by 26. So they still have not seen the full Florida team. But I'm with you, Josh. I thought they were close to being in some serious trouble. Get it back. Like you said, Fulkerson plays great yesterday. It's his senior day. It's emotional. Do you think it's sustainable? That you get away from that day, which we've seen in the past too, with seniors in college basketball. Sometimes they have those magical, days that are tied to emotion. Do you think it's sustainable that John Fulkerson is quote unquote back now?
Well, I mean, the recent results say that it's unlikely, just because of what I mentioned, that stringing together any kind of success consecutively in games just hasn't really played out. The Florida game yesterday kind of reminded me of how the Kentucky game went the first time they played in Lexington, where you're kind of just wondering what's going on, and it was a little more extended in that game. But Tennessee turned it on, and that's when Keon Johnson and Caden Springer had the huge second-half performance. And at the time, I kind of thought, and I think a lot of people thought, okay, well, maybe this is what's going to lead Tennessee to where we expected to be in the season. And then they weren't able to put that all together. So let's see on Friday. Let's see if Tennessee finally goes up against a 100% Florida team, if the Vols really do have it figured out, because those are the kind of teams you're going to be playing in the NCAA tournament to try to put it together. And, think about the last month. For a while, it was, okay, well, when they went up against tougher competition, they were having issues, but recently they had issues against Auburn in the loss, had issues against Vanderbilt, and Florida again not at full strength in that first game. To get blown out that way was just so embarrassing. So yeah, I think that's why fans are really worried about a first round upset. So it's just, we've seen too many issues up and down for me to sit here and confidently say yes, Tennessee has it figured out because of a good performance. But on the flip side, if Tennessee had the loss, I think we'd be sitting here saying, yeah, it's probably over. So Tennessee has at least bought itself some time and got the double bye in the tournament, which is important to spend some more time on the practice floor, because I don't think players have checked out. I don't think that at all. So more practice time to work on what they need to, I do think, is actually valuable.
So, Josh, with that in mind, with more practice time in the fold now as well, we talked about this on the show last week, just in terms of you basically had a week off last week, maybe some time to reset mentally, and it wasn't perfect yesterday, but you get the win. So where do you think this team is mentally heading into the SEC tournament? I mean, there was a ton of negativity around the program, around their recent performances before this game against Florida. Where do you think they are mentally heading into this tournament?
Well, yesterday probably helps in that regard. I think the coaches have continued to preach to them that they still have a lot of goals that they can accomplish, and that's probably why the players have stayed in. I mean, I don't think there's a bad culture or anything like that. I just think on the court, things haven't worked very well, and maybe that's caused bad energy at times, but not because they don't like one another or support one another necessarily. But I think a big message from the coaching staff to the players has been, okay, we wanted to win the SEC regular season title. That's out, but that does not affect us in the SEC tournament. And beating Florida and being a top four seed, I think, is going to help the coaches be able to reiterate that. And then everybody knows in the NCAA tournament, it's about what you do once you get there. And we don't know what the matchups are going to be. They'll probably be a little tougher because the seeding has dropped for Tennessee some with what's happened in the month of February. But I think mentally the players still believe that they can accomplish a lot. To me, it's more about are they good enough? Can they do enough offensively? Can they create enough plays for themselves on the defensive end? They need more of that. I think that's a big deal. If Tennessee can create turnovers and create scoring opportunities from the defensive end of the floor, that makes things a lot easier because they still have the athletes. They still have playmakers. Health is another question, how that might affect them. But last week being off for 7 to 8 days, that had to help guys get a little bit of rest before the Florida game.
How big of a deal is just on its own the SEC tournament, you think, for this team, for this program, for this fan base? I mean, it's been since 1979, right?
Yeah.
Since Tennessee has won this tournament. I know a couple years ago, a very motivated team here in Nashville, and one of the best games I've ever covered was at Tennessee-Kentucky semi, and then it's like they had nothing left for Auburn the next day. But how big, just on its own, do you think that is? Because obviously getting the double bye, to me, is the only way it was going to be possible anyway, to not have to try to do 4 games in 4 days.
Right. That game a couple of years ago, the Kentucky game, felt like the championship game. And maybe in the back of their minds they thought, hey, we've got it. And then, you know, what happened against Auburn, as you mentioned. This is the perfect year for Tennessee to be so up and down and have the big preseason expectations, everybody to feel let down. And then Tennessee goes and wins the SEC tournament for the first time in what would it be now, 42 years. So I don't think that's how it's going to play out. I come back to the up and down that we've seen, and too much down recently is going to make it really difficult for Tennessee to win it. Now, I do look at the SEC. I look at the conference this year, and Alabama has obviously stood out and earned that championship, and Arkansas, I think, has been really impressive. But there's a whole lot of, well, what's the difference in this team, Tennessee, Florida, LSU, Missouri? What's the real difference in those teams? And the answer is probably different on a day-to-day, game-to-game basis. But when Tennessee went up against Alabama and then seeing Tennessee since then, nothing to me says, okay, I like Tennessee to beat Alabama in the SEC tournament. And Tennessee beat Arkansas in the regular season. That was not a full-strength Arkansas team, by the way. The way Arkansas is playing right now, I lean Razorbacks. So Tennessee can definitely beat Florida. We just saw it happen yesterday. But 3 straight wins against quality SEC teams, I don't like Tennessee's chances to get that done. But if Tennessee plays better, let's say they don't win the SEC tournament, that's obviously unlikely. It's still, to me, a lot of how does Tennessee look? You don't want to go one and done, but how does Tennessee look in this tournament ahead of the NCAA? That, to me, is my biggest question.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Josh, speaking of up and down, I think that's a fair way to describe the season so far for Victor Bailey individually, but when he's on and when he is shooting the ball well, what kind of a difference maker could he be, not only in the SEC tournament, but once they turn the page and get to the NCAA tournament as well?
I think it's a big deal, and we've spent a lot of time talking about the pressure, just the amount of work that Jaden Springer and Keon Johnson have to do, and they're capable of it, but again, every game, that can be asking a lot. You're asking freshmen who have not been in this situation. Victor Bailey is a player who's been a part of a program that's gone to the NCAA tournament. He did so at Oregon. He's an older player, and he just has the ability. He has the ability to score, to hit outside shots, to make plays, too, I think, within the half-court offense. We'll come back to the word consistent. But if he's able to be on from the outside and hit shots, obviously it helps the offense. I think it helps his teammates as well. So he's a really important player. We spent so much time talking about the freshman. We've talked a lot about John Fulkerson as SEC play has gone along. Bailey's gotten some consideration, but probably more so. He's a really important player to me off the bench. And if Josiah continues to be inconsistent with his outside shot, that makes Victor Bailey's shooting even more important for Tennessee's offense.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought it was really good to see Josiah James get the 10 rebounds yesterday and go up and try to dunk one But like you said, yeah, they've got to have enough guys who can hit the outside shots. They still love to take the mid-range shots. Sometimes, to me, it's like, you know, go to the basket, get fouled. That's still a frustration sometimes watching this team. But, Josh, if you could pick one guy the rest of this month who would play his best and that guy would benefit this team the most, who would it be?
I would go with Josiah Gordon-James. If he's playing his best, then he's actually going to provide you something from a scoring standpoint offensively. But it's everything else that he does, which you mentioned, plays around the boards, which can lead to points. What he can do defensively that can create more plays offensively for his teammates as well. All around game, I just love what Josiah Gordon-James is capable of doing. And if he's playing at his best, that probably means he's overall healthy enough to do so. So if I had to choose one player to be at his best for Tennessee's postseason run, I would pretty quickly choose Josiah Gordon-James.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroy. Josh, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
You got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville, looking ahead to the SEC tournament there. And speaking of the SEC tournament, make sure you're tuned in all week this week to 102.5 The Game for SEC tournament coverage presented by your Middle Tennessee Toyota dealers. We'll have lots of conversation looking ahead to the SEC tournament coming up this week, and we'll continue to talk about that on the other side. React to the Vols win yesterday against Florida. What do you think their chances are heading into the SEC tournament later this week? We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.